Foreign Girls by Elaine Feinstein, with Jenny Stoller as Lena and Jenny Agata as Katya. Episode 3.
Was machst du, etwas Neues, der kennt dich noch von mir. Du bist gewesen meine Farbe mit Jungland zu.
The funeral's in Leicester. Lena, come back with me. I can't face it alone.
I'll come. But it won't be easy for me either, you know. You aren't always right, Katya. Whatever you think you know about me. So I drove Katya to Leicester. That night in my parents' house, I couldn't sleep. Not a moment. I lay in the darkness and everything whirled round in my head. I thought of what it had been like taking Katya home, and how Greta was pale and thin as a stricken leaf. I always thought there was no longer much difference as you got older between the pretty and the plain. Now I could see that wasn't so. My mother had only ever had a kind of homely good looks. Over 60, Greta was as glamorous as ever.
Darling, oh, how good you've come. Are you all right?
Not very. And you?
Terrible. How should I be? Oh,
they both laughed and hugged one another and cried. And I felt somehow out of it. And almost jealous of the way they got on so well.
He's in a box, Katya. Imagine it, nailed in. England isn't a Catholic country, I suppose. Customs are different. They wouldn't let me see him. In Hungary, we all looked at our dead.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me. I never understood why people want to look at their dead. Now I do. I wanted to see his face. To guess what he'd been thinking.
I know.
We never made peace, Katya.
He knew how you felt.
Oh, do you think so? Oh, I'd been so cold to him for years. He was living alone. I knew he'd been ill, but I never made a sign of wanting him back.
You were too proud. I understand.
Oh, God.
Mother, I saw him a few weeks ago, actually.
You saw your father? Well, you never mentioned it.
I'd gone to Groucho's for a late-night drink with... It doesn't matter who with.
With Graham, I expect. Don't worry.
With Graham? Layla's Graham?
Yes.
I see.
Well... Graham and I were drinking at the bar in the corner. I could see my father sitting very quietly next to a man with a cane who was talking all the time. Opa's face was quite blank. I could tell he wasn't listening to a word, but he kept on nodding and nodding, and the man went on talking until Opa suddenly saw me.
Go on.
He had changed a lot. His face was all puffy, and he'd lost a few teeth. I could see something was wrong. I knew there was something he wanted to say, but...
You turned your back.
I was trying to gather my thoughts. When I looked over again, he was gone.
You must feel badly about that.
I keep thinking I lost a chance. But I don't know what I would have said.
Do you know, Katya? I used to think that you ran into him all the time.
You never asked about that.
Oh, a silly idea, I suppose. I think that's why I never went to live in London, even when it would have been sensible. I thought it was his town. Well, that and laziness, possibly. Oh, darling.
I wonder what he wanted to say.
What we all do, I suppose. Forgive me. Love me.
Why did he want to be buried in a Jewish cemetery?
Oh, but where else? A Christian one? After all that's happened, do people like him because they're Jewish?
I hadn't thought about that. In London, there are secular ones, aren't there? Or he could have...
He had a horror of cremation. He didn't want to burn. Oh, have you read his poems, Lena? They're translated into English now. He sent me a copy.
I'd like to read them.
Oh, I'll find them for you. Oh, maybe you'll read one tomorrow, Katya.
I don't know whether...
No, not at the grounds, of course. Here, afterwards, with the salt herring and the whiskey. It would be a sign that his spirit hadn't died altogether.
Will someone say a few words at the grave?
Oh, I don't know. Some friends are coming. Do you know what, Katya? They are sending someone from the embassy. Things must really have changed.
Of course. 1956 counts as a glorious, popular uprising now.
So, then I went off to my parents' house. As I drove through the leafy streets of South Leicester, I turned on the radio and flicked over to the news.
There have been further attacks on immigrants in East Germany. Two refugees have died in hospital. Rioting youths giving Nazi salutes threw stones and bottles at the police tonight, and there were more than 100 arrests.
I remember thinking, appalling story. Yet unsurprising in the Germans, especially the East Germans. Two totalitarian regimes in occupation and no democracy.
Following the bomb attack on the memorial to the victims of the Holocaust in Berlin, the leaders of the Jewish community there have expressed their horror. In France, there has been an outbreak of what are described as copycat crimes, and gravestones in several cemeteries have been sprayed with red paint.
I drew up outside my parents' house and walked up the gravel drive to the familiar front door. Through the window, I could see that the television set was on, and I could tell by their faces that they too had heard the news.
Lena!
Hello, Dad. Hello, Mum.
Well, you've come for a visit, then. It's been long enough. Does it have to be a funeral to bring you here?
Don't go on at it. Here, give us a kiss.
It's no more than you said yourself. Well, come on in, Lena. Don't stand there.
Good to see you both.
You look well enough. Kept the figure, hasn't she?
Doesn't bother to eat, probably.
Your mother's been cooking ever since you phoned.
Oh, goodness. I'm not very hungry. We ate on the way up.
Ah, your father's exaggerating, as usual. He likes to talk nonsense since he's stopped being a doctor. I don't know what's got into him. I baked an apple pie, that's all. With raisins, the way you like.
Oh, I haven't had any kind of pie for ages. Shall I put my things in the spare room?
I'll do that. Set the table, dear, will you?
Yeah.
Just tea things.
It's worth coming home just for the food, isn't it? I bet they don't give you homemade apple pie in college.
They don't. Oh, Dad. How are you? Are you happy being retired?
Happy? I should say I am. I've never been so happy.
Good for you.
Mind you, I wake up at 3 a.m. Yeah, I don't sleep much these days.
Does that trouble you?
Not in the least. I wake up and I remember. I'm on holiday. I don't have to get in my car. I don't have to go half across town to see someone who probably isn't ill anyway. I can just get up quietly and make a cup of tea. So, that's what I do. Then, I just sit in my big chair, smiling, until it's time for the telly to start.
Not everyone who retires is so grateful. They complain, generally.
Of course they do. I can tell you why. They get bored. Well, that's what they say. Imagine it. They're bored with being alive. That's what it comes down to. They forget. It doesn't last long.
Now, don't be morbid.
I take each day as it comes. If nothing hurts and the sun shines, that's enough for me. Would you like a drink?
I'll have a scotch. Neat.
Right. Special days. Why not?
Don't suppose they're very upset over there?
Well, they are. Why wouldn't they be?
They haven't exactly been a close and loving family, have they?
Are they sitting, Shiva? Formally, you mean?
Your mother means what we all mean. Low stools, covered mirrors, and prayers for a week.
I don't think so.
There you are. I tell you, it's a funny business he bothered to pay his synagogue dues all these years.
Mm.
I wonder why. He never went to the place. And he was never exactly rolling in money. I don't know what they'll find to say about him tomorrow.
It won't be a problem. There are some Hungarian friends coming from London, and someone from the embassy.
What I say is, you can't blame Katya for the way she turned out.
Blame? I'd have said she's done quite well.
Maybe you would. It's a matter of opinion. I don't know where we went wrong with you.
Yeah, well, there's no point in starting all that up again.
It's been a disappointment, hasn't it, Mum? Everything going wrong with Graham. There are some good things, though. I like my work, and there's...
Oh, work. I can't see what all the fuss is about. What does it matter what you do to earn your living, as long as it's honest? It's being happy that matters.
Well, people are happy in different ways. I'm tired, Dad. I think I'll slip off to bed.
It's all ready for you. Oh, by the way, Stefan phoned.
Stefan did? When was that?
About 10 minutes before you arrived. He'd be there tomorrow, too.
I suppose he was always very attached to Greta.
He used to be married to Katya, let me remind you. Maybe they'll get together again.
I'm glad to say that isn't my worry. He was always a queer boy, that one. A strange fellow.
Foreign, you mean? Different?
I suppose that's a part of it.
Oh, let's not have all this again. You can't say Stefan is peculiar just because he doesn't fit into your pattern of how a nice Jewish boy should behave.
Is it terrible to say he isn't my idea of a nice Jewish boy? Well, talking about prejudice, have you seen the news, Lena?
I heard something driving over.
Those Germans are ready to have a go again.
It's only a few louts, I expect. The Germans have been very generous about taking in refugees from Sarajevo. Much more than England, actually.
What have the refugees from Sarajevo got to do with the Jews in Berlin? Dead Jews come to that.
It's the people coming from the old Eastern Bloc they object to. The protest is about immigrants generally.
Yes, well, there aren't many Jews in Germany to protest about. Certainly not in East Germany. There aren't many Jews left in Poland either, but that hasn't stopped the bastards from claiming that it was...
I suppose the young Germans see that memorial as a sign of their defeat in the last war.
I'll tell you what they think. The memorial was put up to say Hitler wasn't right. They attack it because they think he is.
Some of them. Let's not be paranoid, Dad.
The Germans remember what they were taught. Something going wrong, it's a conspiracy, international Jewry. They took those ideas in with their mother's milk.
Not all the Germans, Dad.
What, did I say every single one?
Now, don't get excited. The pair of you.
You can't talk to her anymore. She thinks she knows everything.
I think I know something. Maybe that's the trouble. Perhaps I'd better go up to my room.
So I did. And I lay there, sleepless and still, while the clock struck the quarter hours, waiting for the morning to start. I thought about mistakes, failures. But what I mainly thought about was Stefan. Most of all, I remembered how we had been happy together that year before I went up to Cambridge, long ago. And what had gone wrong for us? There was one late September day when the trees were heavy with Victoria plums. Stefan came to help us pick them. It was a long job, and the wasps were everywhere, trying to eat the sweet gum off our fingers. It was a marvellous autumn afternoon, golden, warm, with a sky as blue as painted china.
God damn! Another one.
A wasp? They do hurt, don't they?
No, nothing really.
You aren't allergic to wasps, are you?
I don't think so. My thumb is swelling up, rather.
I think two baskets is enough for one day, don't you?
Lena...
If you come inside, I'll put some vinegar on the sting. It really does help.
Lena...
It's acid, you see. You use blue bag for bee stings because it's alkaline. It's one of those old wives' tales that make complete sense when you look into them.
Oh, you're so matter-of-fact. Don't go in yet.
You'll find it helps the pain.
I don't mind the pain. Lena, I want to talk to you. Not about plums and blue bags.
About what, then?
You. How you think. What you think about. I can't guess. You never say.
I think about what I read. What I want to do with my life.
And what is that? I know what I want for mine. Some kind of shape.
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't. You've never had to live without a firm structure. You can't imagine what it's like not to have had a father.
But you have...
Having a father in jail isn't the same thing. You know, I met my father almost for the first time when I was 9. By then, he was a broken man. He couldn't teach me anything. Certainly, he couldn't teach me what a man is supposed to be.
Wasn't he very brave?
I hope so. Who can know? They destroyed him.
You should be so proud of him.
Not the point. I'm trying to explain. Sometimes I found teachers.
At Oxford?
Yes. Moral tutors. I've been lucky. I think I'll get a fellowship next year. It's almost certain. If I do, I could live in college.
I see. You mean, would that be a structure?
It's probably the only one I can manage. But I sometimes hope. Lena, I know you're really too young to think of marrying anybody.
I'm nearly 18. Anyway, I do think of it.
You make me shy, looking up at those huge, innocent eyes of yours. I can't ask you. Can I kiss you?
Oh, Stefan, I'm so happy. I've never been so happy in my whole life.
As I lay in bed in my parents' house the night before Janusz's funeral, I looked out at the line of beech trees against the pale sky and remembered that happiness, the sharpness of it, the taste of it in the sunshine. And I puzzled why it was we hadn't slept together, then or ever, and how much we had been in love. For a whole year, I wore a ring that had belonged to Stefan's mother on a gold chain round my neck. It was a secret between us. I didn't want to talk about it. I remembered the happiness, and I remembered the quarrel. It happened just the week before I went up to Newnham for the very first time. Stefan came round to bring good news. We had to celebrate because he was being made into a fellow of his college.
Well, that is a fine thing for a young man. I can see that.
Your mother would have been very proud, Stefan.
I expect she would.
We'll have to be proud for her.
I can't believe my good fortune. I'm going to my first college feast on Wednesday week.
Eat and enjoy, Stefan. Though I don't suppose the food is the point of these occasions.
Well, of course not.
You can't believe what fine cooks they have for high table and how many courses they prepare.
Well, I hope Stefan won't be disappointed. He's worked hard, I know that. When did you say it was, this feast of yours?
Wednesday week.
Oh, dear. What bad luck.
How do you mean?
He means it's Yom Kippur.
That's all right. He can make an excuse. They'll understand. They think more of you if you can stand up for your beliefs. You know that, don't you, Stefan?
I'm perfectly ready to stand up for my beliefs. But I can't see why I should make an excuse for Yom Kippur. I've never fasted on the Day of Atonement in my life.
Stefan, nobody eats then. Even people who never set foot in a synagogue all year round.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
You can't just go and have a huge meal, not on Yom Kippur.
I'm sorry, but you see, I actually don't believe in all that.
But it's not a question of believing in it.
Well, it is for me.
I know what Dad means. It's a kind of respect. He doesn't really think there's someone up there with a book looking down and deciding what's going to happen for the whole of next year.
Now, you don't know that, Lena. Any more than we do.
But if you don't believe, what's the point?
It feels wrong not to keep it going.
Why? If it isn't true.
Dad only means...
Don't you tell me what I mean.
I think superstition damages the brain.
Now, I don't want to lose my temper.
Shh, Dad, don't get excited.
It's good enough for
Dad,
your grandfather.
Stefan and I will talk about it.
And there's nothing wrong with his brain.
Did I ever pretend to believe in all that?
Stefan, let's go for a walk in the garden. I'm sorry.
I'm not, actually.
How do you mean?
I'm glad it all came up. There's always been a kind of falsity between your father and me. He wanted to believe I'm something he knows I'm not.
I don't think that's
Maybe true. You too. I don't believe in pretending. It's something that really matters to me, not to pretend.
Stefan, you look so pale. What do you mean?
I like your father, but I can't like his God. If there really were a God of the kind he imagines, I'd like to know where he was when they shot my poor, silly father, and where he was when they took off my grandparents. Was it God who decided who went on the transports to Auschwitz?
Stefan, my father can't know the answer to questions like that.
But he thinks he does, doesn't he?
Not really. I suppose theologians try to make a kind of sense of it, don't they? Maybe there is some sense
you
of...
You bitch!
What?
Don't take that line with me!
Stefan, you frighten me.
glaring like
it's
that?
It's always the victim's fault, isn't it? The Christians say the Jews were murdered because they killed Christ. The Orthodox Jews think it was because they didn't live the way God wanted. What do you think, I wonder?
I don't have any theories. Why are you so angry with me?
Because you didn't speak up. You didn't say any of this for me. Because I wanted so very much to be part of your family. I needed to be part of it. Because I wanted to be welcomed like a son, and now it can't happen.
Why can't it happen?
Because I can't please your father and still be me. Lena...
Stefan, it's all right. I understand. I understand. Don't worry.
What are you doing?
Here's your ring.
But...
Damn, I can't get it off the chain. It's all right, here's the chain too.
But wait, don't run away. Lena!
Don't say any more. Don't come again.
I wept for days. My parents didn't know what to say, so they didn't say anything. Nobody did, really. I'd never been so alone in my life. And after that, Graham pursued me, writing letters and phoning up, and somehow I went to bed with him. It was part of being angry with my parents, part of my anger at losing Stefan. I married him in the same spirit, and I put Stefan out of my mind. Forever, I thought. He was pure, ascetic, honest, but rather bleak, I told myself. And I told myself the same thing that night before the funeral, unable to sleep, and thinking I would see Stefan the next day after more than 15 years. The next morning there was a dull white sky, and we got up early. There was a heaviness in the clouds, and it seemed to enter my very being. We went up Groby Road towards the cemetery in Dad's car. I was trembling. I hadn't been to a funeral before, and I felt cold with the thought of death and dying. My parents were relatively sanguine. They had seen so many people they loved go into the earth, friends, family. I went up Groby Road with my mouth dry and my head banging.
Now, what's that policeman doing here?
Could I see some identification?
Identification? What is this, America? 40 years I've been a doctor in this town.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Cooperman. I recognise you now.
So, what's going on?
A bit of bother. Nothing to worry about. A few kids messing about with a spray can.
What's he saying?
How can I tell if you don't let me listen?
Dr. Cooperman, those kids, they don't know enough to mean what they do.
Maybe not. Let's see what they've done.
He's waving us through now, Mum.
I can't see anything wrong yet.
Well, this isn't the Jewish bit.
Ah, there's Greta and Katya. Where do we leave the car?
It shouldn't be a problem.
Where do we go?
I'll park. You join them.
Katya, dear. I wish you long life, Mrs. Kesselman.
Thank you. Have you heard about the swastikas?
Where are they?
They've daubed them on the gravestones. Everywhere. They haven't been very discriminating.
People will be upset.
Oh, they seem to have been disturbed before they could really get to work on the Hebrew part. Still, they daubed a lot of stones outside with names like Abraham, including a former Lord Mayor. I should think his family would be very peeved. Oh, over there, look. There are people trying to clean it off.
Hello, Katya. A long life. Shall we go through?
We all gathered together in front of the little chapel near the burial grounds. Not so many people I knew. A lot of rather well-dressed people from London. Katya and Greta looking pale. I didn't want to talk to anybody. The sight of red trickling paint over greeny stone was so alarming. It disturbed me, almost as if it were blood. In my imagination, I could hear the laughter and mockery of those who put it there. As a joke? As a warning? As a piece of mindless hatred? Children? Or grown men?
I should have mounted guard. The police had a warning, but thought it was a hoax.
I suppose the police could have done more. It's easy to say now.
Is anyone of yours affected?
You mean the Stones? No. What do you think about the kids who do these things? Are they sick or what?
It's the television. They imitate what they see. That's what it is.
I don't know whether the Sikhs and the Pakistanis have been so lucky. We have the same enemies, I suppose.
Are you okay?
I'm shaken. Are you?
Horribly. I don't feel that kind of hatred anywhere here. Do you? What do you think it means?
Oh, the usual things. Unemployment, poverty, the need to blame someone for what's happening.
I didn't think anything so ugly could happen in England. I mean, under ordinary circumstances...
In your college retreat, you quite possibly have noticed these are not ordinary circumstances.
A recession isn't 1930s Germany, though. And this is such a small community.
Come along. You go with your mother, Lena. The new minister is fairly strict about having women separate.
Really?
You remember that much, don't you, Lena?
There doesn't seem to be a place for secular Jews anymore, does there? Only fanatically religious ones and people who've moved out altogether.
There's Stefan.
Where? Oh, I see.
Aren't you going over to speak to him?
Not for the moment.
As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the loving kindness
makes me want to cry. Upon those that but what him, does it mean?
And his righteousness
something.
To their children's children.
I don't know.
Who may more today than the usually. Of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not set his desire upon vanity.
I wonder if Janosch chose that.
It's in the standard service. I'm glad they're doing some of it in English.
Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemerabo, yolmo divroch yirutzei v'yamich malchusei, v'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chayedichol beis Yisroel, v'agolo v'zman korit v'imru amein.
Today we are pleased to have a representative of the new government of Hungary who has asked to say a few words about Janos Kesselman. May I introduce... I beg your pardon. Miklos Venodi.
I bet he isn't Jewish.
He looks like a Magyar prince.
Perhaps he will speak in Hungarian.
We honored him when he risked his life against our Russian oppressors. We honored his poetry. We knew him as a hero.
All a bit impersonal, isn't it?
He fought alongside his Hungarian Catholic brothers
as
a lawyer and patriot.
I think he's delicately referring to the fact that he's standing in a Jewish cemetery.
Had hoped to welcome him back into the new, free Hungary.
Diplomats are all alike. But I wish he hadn't made such a point of Janos not being a Hungarian Catholic.
Now do you see why he wanted to be buried in a Jewish cemetery? I prefer Janos's boozing friends.
We saw poor Janos lowered into his grave. And Greta cried, and Katya too, I think. Then we all went back to the house, the way people do, to drink and forget the smell of the fresh, upturned earth and what it means. I know that now. There's always been laughter at Jewish funerals. I think it's because most of us think life ends with the grave. I know there are two views on that, but most Jews don't believe in an afterlife, and everyone who is left alive huddles together for comfort, even strangers, even people who don't normally like one another very much.
Did you bake the strudel yourself, Greta?
I'm afraid I didn't, Mrs. Cooperman. It was brought from London. Oh, have another piece anyway.
Quite right, too. You shouldn't be baking at a time like this. People are supposed to do things for you. I'll bring some round for you tomorrow, if you like. Mind you,
This is very good.
Oh, dear Sadie, you're a kind woman. Mm.
Women have a hard time. I know that.
It's nice to see the girls together again, isn't it?
It's a shame they were out of touch so long.
My God, I'm glad you're here, Lena. It's all been worse than I thought.
You don't know many more people than I do.
That pompous man at the graveside, all the way from the Hungarian embassy. I don't know what's worse, when I know them or when I don't. As for Janosch's old drinking mates, one of them just slapped Greta on the backside and tried to pinch me.
The local congregation isn't much in evidence. Perhaps there isn't much of it left. Oh, there's someone I know, I think. He used to be my dentist.
I must tell you, Graham might come.
I rather hope he doesn't. I don't think I could face him and my father in the same room. That's selfish of me.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd warn you. Have you spoken to Stefan yet?
A few words.
He's looking over here.
It doesn't matter.
Are you all right, Katya? You look rather pale. You're supposed to take a drink, you know.
I've already had several.
Quite right. It's a hard time, even if you didn't get on with your father. I remember when my father went, I thought it was the end of the world. Of course, I was his favorite.
Yes. That must have been rather different for you. I'm nervous. I have to read one of Janosch's poems, and I don't know if I can do it.
I've never read your novels, Katya. Are they out in paperback?
Usually.
What are they about?
Oh, men and women. Europe.
Romances, huh?
Not exactly.
I must take a look at one.
What do you usually read?
History, mostly. Tells you what happened and what might happen.
Do you think it does?
Well, it's hard to know what else to go on.
I wanted to cry at the cemetery for those swastikas. As if no one remembered anything.
Oh, they remember. That's what worries me.
Please, just for a moment. Now, I know women aren't supposed to say much, but Janosch was my husband for 40 years. We never divorced or thought to, for all that happened between us. I was angry with him often, but I was very proud of him. And I wanted something of him to survive here. So, Katya is going to read one of his poems. Oh, in English, of course. Katya. I long for home. But where is that, I wonder? Is it my dusty room in Notting Hill, stacked with old photos, books, and typing paper? Or where I lived last year? Sometimes in dreams, I travel on a yellow tram high up, into the Buddha Hills, and then it seems my childhood house where once my poor dead father, whose face was white and paper-skinned and wise, brought me to look out at the green-gray duna. The city fades beneath us in the flood. I wake with a hoarse throat and salty lips, remembering all my other ties of blood. Oh, oh darling, God, that was so beautiful.
Your words were very moving, Mrs. Kesselman.
Oh, please don't be so formal. We've known each other so many years.
No, we haven't. I haven't bothered to get to know anything about you.
You know, in every society, artists live a little on the outside. Mm. I don't know why that should be.
I've been told about you a lot of times, but there's a kind of skepticism in me.
You're a good man, I know that.
There are many kinds of good men, and many kinds of good Jews, I should think. Or there ought to be. And we need your kind as much as our kind, if we're to amount to anything in this country.
Did it take the swastikas to teach you that?
They reminded me.
Oh?
My life hasn't been as bland as you think, Greta.
Hmm?
I grew up in the East End with the black shirts. I ought to have remembered. When they tried to knock our heads together on the pavement, they didn't bother too much about credentials.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you excuse me? That is the doorbell.
Oh, I bet that'll be Graham.
Rachel.
It is.
Oh, hell.
Come in. Have a drink.
Thank you.
There are people here, you know.
Yes.
Katya, I want a word.
Hello, Lena.
Hello.
Dr. Cooperman.
Surprised to see you here, I must say. The artistic fraternity, is that it?
Stefan! It's a long while since we met. I wanted to have a word with you, actually.
If it's about Katya, don't bother.
It's not.
No?
Well, not exactly. I wanted to talk to you because you were a ghost in my marriage. And now my marriage is over.
Hold on. Let's have that again. A ghost?
Don't you understand? You haunted us.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that you and Lena needed anything outside yourselves to quarrel about, frankly.
Katya warned me you wouldn't make it easy. But I promised I'd try. All right. Well, I've tried. You were always difficult, Stefan. Well, now I'm going to look for a scotch.
No, wait a minute, Graham. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I do want to hear.
All right. I didn't mean to blow up. What you said was fair enough. Lena and I were ill-suited, God knows. And I don't suppose we'd have found a way to make a go of it anyway.
So what are you saying?
I don't mean she talked about you all the time. Might have been better if she had. It's only now, talking to Katya, I begin to get the feel of it. Why you mattered so much to Lena.
What Katya thinks...
Katya sees things very clearly, Stefan. Though you may prefer not to believe it.
No doubt. I was very unfair. That, at least, we don't need to discuss. To the point, Graham.
How does anyone ever get through to you? I'm talking about Lena and what Lena thinks and kept on thinking through 15 years of marriage that nearly sent both of us round the twist.
Lena and Katya, let me introduce Miklos Veno, from the embassy.
I remember. How do you do?
How beautiful. You read your father's poem. Of course, you should have read it in Hungarian. And perhaps, for myself, I would have chosen something more patriotic.
But it was full of love for Budapest.
Hungary is so much more than the city.
And you prefer the Great Plains.
You think I am a romantic?
Nostalgic, certainly.
The West has nothing to offer us but businessmen.
And democracy, perhaps?
We don't trust it.
I suppose we must be happy people can come in and out of Hungary as they like.
Dear lady, it is not so easy. Once no one could get permission to travel. Now they can't afford to.
I can't help wondering what will happen now to the Hungarian Jews. There are still many, maybe 100,000.
For my part, I really hope they can stay. Of course, there are other voices. The Jews, even Janos, who was a hero, they have always a certain irony.
Excuse me.
Lena, don't disappear. I was coming over to talk to you.
Were you? Who is that man, Stefan? Do you know him?
Yes. He's actually quite a decent guy. But of course, he's a nationalist. It's a passion with him.
It frightens me.
It's how people feel when they want to separate off.
Perhaps they always do. Always will. Wherever. Perhaps there will always be some group thought of as strangers to be bullied and put down.
Miklos Venodi is against all that. I know. Oh, great, I wouldn't have asked him back to the house. We read the press, Lena. We aren't so stupid.
I could forgive him easily if it weren't for those swastikas. I think it made me rather ill. Seeing those splashes of red paint on gravestones.
Everyone else here seems to be taking it in their stride.
You think so because you can't read their faces. It's funny. My family are so like ordinary Midland people. That's why you can't tell what they feel. That's something they've learnt, not to cry out and wail like my grandparents would have done. Inside, they feel just like I do.
And how do you feel?
Katya used to tease me that I was completely English. Well, I didn't mind that. I mean, I didn't want to disappear exactly, but I wanted to belong here. So now I...
Now, you feel invalidated.
Something like that. My guess is that everyone here feels the same. Mm.
My father thought he went to jail as a Hungarian. My school friends still thought of him as a Jew. It made me bitter. Too bitter.
Are you happy in your life as a bachelor fellow?
I suppose so.
And your work? Oh, forgive me. I don't even know what you're working on.
Oh, well, I have many interesting speculations. Of course, none of them may be true. I read something of yours recently.
Where was that?
Oh, in a journal. I picked it up in our library. Your name attracted me.
And did you enjoy it?
I thought it was very clearly written.
I suppose I should admit that what I say may not be true either. But it's as true as I can make it. You've heard, haven't you, that Graham and Katia...
Oh, I've known for months. I'm sorry if that hurts you.
Oh, I've made a mess of that whole side of my life.
Then you haven't found someone else?
No. I don't find these things easy.
Lena...
Of course, it's a long time since you and Katia split.
Lena, when I came to this country, I knew what I wanted. I wanted a family. If I couldn't have a country, I wanted something simple and good. You know what happened. I found it and threw it away. You know what I mean, don't you?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, perhaps you don't remember that old quarrel of ours. It may not have been so important to you.
Stefan!
I thought I was so completely in the right. In my mind, you were a traitor, really. It was very childish of me. I wanted your loyalty, to have you take my side against everyone.
It was more complicated.
Oh, of course. I think now I was crazy. I didn't understand what we had. Later...
I was so stupid.
Even when I felt happy, I couldn't share that with anyone else. And when I wasn't happy...
I thought about you every day.
Did you?
Even when I tried not to.
Then, perhaps, after all, we can try again?
Be careful, Stefan. I don't think I could bear to lose you again.
Don't worry. I won't let you go.
Oh, Stefan. One of us in Oxford, the other in Cambridge.
We'll work the details out later.
So, at length, we sorted out the tangles in our lives. Not everything, naturally. My father was incredulous. And Joni? Joni won an entrance scholarship to Somerville and got married herself, so she barely noticed the changes in her parents' lives. The house I didn't sell, because Stefan fell in love with it.
Dear Lena, you see, some days come out better than you expect. Life is very surprising, especially for foreign girls.
In the final episode of Foreign Girls by Elaine Feinstein, Jenny Stoller played Lena and Jenny Agata Katia.
Was machst du, es Mäuschale, der kenn dich noch von mir.
Leonard Fenton was Dr. Cooperman, Doreen Mantle, Mrs. Cooperman, and Jill Graham, Greta. Stefan was played by David Thorpe, and Graham by David Barras. Philip Sully was Miklos Vanodi, Dominic Letts, the minister, and Tom Bevan, the policeman. Tony Rudolph read the Kaddish, and the newsreader was Peter Donaldson. Foreign Girls was directed by Marion Nancarrow. Foreign Girls was directed by Marion Nancarrow.